This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, welcome back to Hour 2. Folks, we got some fire taken out here, and I'm just going to do my best to expose what we're dealing with out there on a 24/7 basis concerning the whore that has the audacity, counterfeit Christian, that have the audacity to name the name of Christ, but yet haven't learned who the Christ is. And so in saying that, without further ado, let's take Brett Peterson, Kentucky. You got Bradley Dean. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. Just ready to rock and roll here. What do you got to say?
Well, you've covered a whole lot in the last hour. I'll give you that. It's nonstop. I was just going to say, you started off on the abortion and the basically that particular issue, an issue at all. We just need to be dealing with this. And the law, like you always say in show after show, the law is on our side. But, you know, if you'll, and this is going to sound a little scattershot for a second, but bear with me. If you take a look at, like, Oregon and what happened up there with Mr. Finnegan, there were just not enough of them, really, to pull off what they needed to do. Like you say, it's a stronger force that will actually make their point. And in saying that, this is not going to happen until the American people actually get together and work together towards this common goal of achieving the law.
That's exactly right.
I've been involved with a couple of the Second Amendment groups that are out there. I'm not going to name any particular names, but anyway, the problem that I usually see with these people is that they say, well, I'll get together with my brothers on the day, and they go in Viking mentality and want to be behemoths and pull something off. And that's just not going to happen until you get together with each other to learn what you're capable of, to learn who's who. You know, are these actually Christians I'm working with, or are they people who just want to go nuts?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can get them all on the same page and work together as a community, as a county, as a state, as a country. It's just not going to happen.
Well, let me go back to the first statement you made. I think Lavoie Finicum and the other guys that were out there, I think there was enough of them. But the problem is that you find that the state-controlled media has a less than a 6% approval rating. So the American people, when they seen what was going on in not only just in Oregon, but also in Nevada concerning the Bundy Ranch, you would have thought they'd have had enough common sense to understand who these people were. They're real patriots, and patriot means to uphold dying laws. So they know what's going on out there, but the fact of the matter is they allow the evil to advance because they don't deal with the evil. And if we're going to look at a numbers game here, and I've shared this as well, Brett, is the fact that when you look at 318 million people, it's easy to find people that are sick and tired of being sick and tired of what's going on in Washington, D.C. But you have 318 million people through apathy and tolerance that are saying that we can't do nothing about the problem while they allow less than 1.7% of the population to destroy the 318 million people. That includes our posterity. Another point, to your second point. It's interesting that America wants to be delivered from tyrants, say they, but their actions don't line up with what they say. Therefore, God is far from their hearts. Okay, it's interesting. They want to be delivered from the tyrant, but they don't want to be delivered from their sins. They want to go on. They want to be free to continue on in the lives that they themselves have created outside of God. And what they've been taught by false preachers is that, listen, if you profess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, that's right. Okay, go back to believe, but it's an action word. They leave off the believe part. because they leave off the works part. They say they have the faith, but let me show you my faith by my works, said Paul. So they say that they're one thing, but in actions they're completely, they contradict themselves at every given step. So they want to be free from the bad guys in government, but they're unwilling to believe God to deal with the crime in government. So that's why we're in trouble right there. And to put it in a nutshell, my friend, again, going back to Edmund Burke, he said that kings will be tyrants from policy when he said subjects are rebels from principles. So there you have it right there. And he's also the one that said evil prevails because good men do nothing. So the answer is in the doing, not the talking.
Right. And that right there, we'll go back to what's stated up in, if you read the whole book of Joshua and up in Judges 2 and 3 and 4, well, the whole book, really. You go up through there, the children of Israel once again did evil in the sight of the Lord. And what happened? God got mad. What did he do? He brought someone in and took care of it. And then they cried out to him. And that's what's happening.
Is it not true, Brett? Because I know what you're talking about right there, and I have hope in the Christ. I believe we're going to get through this somehow. I don't believe we're going to get through it unscathed, no question about it. We're going to pay the price for what we have tolerated. There's no question about it. But in saying that, isn't it interesting that when you look in the book of Jeremiah, it comes to the point where the Lord says, shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? We have far surpassed the violations of the children of Israel. So what state are we in? Are we in a state now in this country where God says, Jeremiah, don't even pray for them anymore. They're beyond that. Because when you try to warn people of the impending dangers in which we are surrounded, there's no question about it. We're in the middle of it. And a real Christian rises up in that. But the false ones, they fear that. And it shows you who they fear, because the fear of consequence is going to show you and I and others who we really serve. And the fact of the matter is it shows you that Christ is MIA in their lives in so many different ways. And yet they believe they're going to heaven. Somehow or another, they've deceived themselves into believing, Brett, that they're going to heaven when it's unscriptural every step of the way.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's not much you can really say to that.
The only thing we can do is we can stay the course. That's what we do. We stay the course regardless of what they do. Hey, just like Eleazar, who took the sword of the Lord in hand, and he went and dealt with the Philistines. He turned around, and he seen the Israelites, those that were responsible for dealing with the Philistines. They turned and ran away. They capitulated. It reminds me of what it says in Psalm 78. You know, they turned in the day of battle. And when you look at true Christianity, what did David do? He saw Saul with the armies of Israel standing back, watching Goliath defy the armies of the living God. And David went in the battle, and he said, wait a second, who is this? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I'll deal with them. And what did they do?
Right.
It was those that knew better, they started to attack David. But David proved his God. And let me tell you something, my friend, and a word of encouragement, edification, and exhortation. We have such an awesome opportunity, Brett, to prove our God. God does not need a majority. He needs a minority. And I believe that you'd be just one of those. So stay the course regardless of what others might do or not do.
Right. I think that's
good.
All I had for you, but
thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Long time.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You got Bradley Dean here, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean, just had Brett call from Kentucky. Hey, Brett, I just wanted to shoot this out at you really quick. If you look at the parable of the sowers, it says in Luke 14, 18 through 21, and they with all with one consent began to make excuses as to why they didn't do the will of God. And the end of that in Luke 14, 18, 21 is not good. So the Lord just bypassed them, and he said, go out to the highways and to the byways and bring them in. But those that would not be ruled by me, he would deal with every single one of them in a most harsh manner. But then again, that's what hell is for, my friend, is for those that leave off the word of God. I'm not talking about the works of God to be saved. You do the works because you're saved. The law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. You do the works because you're saved. You don't do the works to get saved. So make distinction. Read Ephesians 2 in whole, not in part. Don't take scriptures out of context. Because that's what the false hirelings and whores have been teaching the American people for years in this country. No, you do the works because you're saved. Hey, whatever my heart's attached to, I serve. And Jesus said, let your eye be single. Matter of fact, that was, again, the first prerequisite. You're to seek the Lord with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Right? In Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. So again, I just wanted to encourage you, Brett. Regardless of what others do or leave off, many are called, but few are chosen. Those that are the chosen respond to the call. And you do the works out of gratitude because you love the Savior, who is the example as to what we are called to do because we're born of His Spirit. We're going to do the things of the Spirit. And yet what we're dealing with today, my friend, that called from Kentucky, is a whole mess of people that don't want to hear the truth. Because they know that when they really read the Word of God. Hey, folks, I know people. I've worked with people. They try to create a Christ that looks just like them. They want an effeminate pansy that looks just like their version of the God that they created. It's an illusion of their minds. It's a God that doesn't exist. You need to understand that Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword, to divide. And that's what truth does, friends. And they call him the captain of our salvation for a reason. They call him the lion of the tribe of Judah for a reason. He spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. There's the distinction right there. They thought that he was one of the old prophets when he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" So we need to understand that the Lord is a man of war. And he's not at peace, contrary to the professors in America that claim they belong to Jesus, not the Jesus of the Bible. He is not at peace with the world that's at war with him. That is the reason Jesus came into the world. Not to condemn men's lives. That's up to them. Read John 3:17 and 18. The condemnation belongs to those that refused to believe. And they love darkness rather than the light. 18:19-20, John 3. So be encouraged, Brett. Because if I was to keep my eyes on what men leave undone, I want to tell you what it does to me. It encourages me to do all the more because they leave it undone. It's called taking responsibility. And if you're looking for opportunity and you are born of the Spirit, I'll tell you what, there's plenty of it. Just walk outside your door. And we have such an awesome opportunity. And again, let me tell you, Luke 14:18-21. There were many called, but what they did, when it was laid to their front door to respond to the call, they all with one consent began to make excuses. That's what they did. And we're going to be dealing with this for a long, long time. And just to further ingrain that word into my hearers right now, remember when Jesus said to his disciples, he said, "Listen, don't pray that there's yet 4 months before the harvest." He said, "Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field." That's today, not tomorrow. He was the one that told us to redeem the time, or to occupy till he comes. And what else did he say, friends? He said that he would reveal himself unto those that actually believe. And Jesus said, "Greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father." And he calls us his friends, not his servants. We're sons and daughters. We're a peculiar people. We're kings and priests in his sight. This is the kicker. We're joint heirs with Christ. But keep in mind, we're spent for the world. Jesus didn't come to be ministered unto, Brett. He came to minister unto the world. Out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. So we are set for the cross. And we're crucified through weakness. And we live by the power of God. 2 Corinthians 13. And in understanding that, it's not fun. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. But I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, he's worth it. And you can't be born of the Spirit of God and not love mankind. But you love them in the truth. You don't withhold the truth. I hope I answered that, because this is what was going through me during the break. And I appreciate your call very much, my friend from Kentucky. Folks, what we were talking about during the last segment was setting the slaves free. Hey, folks, these people, the likes of Paul and Jan Crouch and that whole movement, friends, they're there to set you as slaves, not to set you free. And Jesus sets men free. And read Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, and Isaiah 58 when you get some time. And make the time, friends. But I was just highlighting the fact, friends, that, well, you know, her family's, the word is that Jan and Paul are now in the arms of Jesus. No. Folks, read your Bible. Hey, listen to this again. Remember the man that was in hell? And once he realized the tangibility of a hell that exists for those that don't repent, we're to fear God, Luke 12:4, not hell. That's the consequence of unrepented sin. Remember what he said? He said, "Father Abraham, send to my house, go to my 5 brothers and tell them of this place." It's real. I'm trying to tell you what I didn't believe before. Now I know it to be a fact. It kind of reminds me of Bon Scott from AC/DC, just a little bunny trail here. He's saying hell is not a bad place to be. 8 hours later, he died in his vomit and he found out, didn't he? Real quick. going back to the man in hell. Send word to my five brothers and warn them of this place. What did the Lord say back to him? They have the law and the prophets. If they don't listen to that, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. These people are preaching Jesus without the cross, and there is no cross because they didn't preach the law to grace. Galatians 3:24. Which brings about a knowledge of their sin to repent. I explained this yesterday on yesterday's show. A man doesn't go to the doctor until you reveal his disease. Once you reveal the disease by the law, Romans 3:20, he goes to the great physician. They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. You just gave them a knowledge of their sin before God, their disease, which drives you to the great physician, right? Law to grace. That's not what these people were preaching. Folks, this statement made that they're in the arms of Jesus, friends, I'd like to see that because I never heard any outside of gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, come out of these people's mouths. And you can see through their lawless style, lifestyles, friends. It's interesting because I know of a church right up the road here, about an hour away. It's a prosperity church. It's interesting. His kids have a problem with gambling. Of course. That's all you've been preaching. You remove the law. You lower the law. You dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. You don't preach the Ten Commandments, namely number 10, thou shalt not covet, and then your kid goes out and does it. You never told him not to do it because God said thou shalt not. Folks, if you ever go out on ice in Minnesota, sometimes you'll see danger, a sign that says danger, thin ice. That's the commandments of the Lord. By them thy servant is warned. Psalm 19. They don't preach that. They don't warn men to flee from the wrath to come. No. They just keep talking about money. And the dummies that are supporting them don't realize they're the ones making the money. They're even telling people to sell your car and your homes for the good of the church. No, for the good of you. And this is why they leave off law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And in Matthew 23, he rebukes the Pharisees for leaving off law, judgment, mercy, and faith. He said, you have omitted the weightier. The weightier issues of the Word of God. I also shared with you yesterday, my wife's grandma is 98 years old. All the way up until the 60s, she said that's all she ever heard was the law and the prophets every Sunday. The law and the prophets. The law and the prophets. John the Baptist said in Luke 3:9, then said he unto the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He was talking to the religious people. He said, who's warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Nobody. He said, that's what I'm doing here. I'm warning you to flee from the wrath to come because your love, which you don't have within you, John 8, is not the love of God in any sense of the word. The love that God bestows upon you warns others, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Repent. Turn yourselves from this untoward generation, Peter said in the book of Acts.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just talking about, well, a statement made by the family of Jan and Paul Krause. And folks, I'm not without sympathy for their loss. But the fact of the matter is, don't sit there and tell people as to who's in heaven now after a life of lawlessness. Sons and daughters of Belial. Don't sit there and deceive people into believing that they're going to heaven when they live like the devil their whole life, friends. And accordingly, as to the way they live, shows you the faith that they have or don't have in their hearts. The Bible says, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Now listen carefully, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. The first thing he said is, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Folks, I said during the last segment of the first hour, I remember going to these prosperity churches right when I first got saved. And interestingly enough, the Holy Ghost wrought repentance in me when I knew nothing of it. And I found myself at home for a year and a half, crying over and for what I didn't know, I was being sanctified. Ezekiel 36. And it was like I found myself repenting when I didn't even, when I had a pastor at a prosperity church telling me everything was wrong, when I was looking at David in his life and everything was right. So which one was wrong? Man that's fallible or God that's infallible? As a matter of fact, I even started asking questions concerning the New Testament over and over concerning the pastoral staff, which had no business leaving any church. Read Acts 12:28. It's the apostle first, the prophet, and then the teacher. And I remember I used to get in, you know, I used to get bumped, as they would say, spiritually, like, get off me, Bradley. What are you asking me this for? We don't do things like this anymore. Wait a second. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. And yet, he didn't change, but you're telling me that we don't do things like that, and then we wonder why we get no results from heaven? Well, the fact of the matter is God's not leaving himself off without witness. No, is the Lord correcting me so I get the witness? So I come into line with his word rather than expecting God to come into line with man's word. So which one is it? The risen state? The resurrected one? Christ Jesus? Or man's fallen state? I'll stick with the word. Okay? And interestingly enough, I was at this pastoral meeting going back to the past, Prosperity Church. And I remember I walked in. Man, I was the only one that was 6'5", that had hair all the way down to my backside. Being a little funny, right? But praise God, he knew what he was doing. Folks, I seen more jewelry on some of these women's hands than one can imagine. There was more wealth on one woman's hands than in third world countries. I kid you, negative. And this is the message of the people that I'm exposing even now. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. But inwardly they are ravening wolves. Oh, friends, I want to tell you something. You should see what happens when you get these loving, compassionate people angry. Just bring scripture to them. Ask them, what does this mean? I'm not talking about being a pest in the church. I'm talking about out of sincerity. What does this mean? And then when you bring it to them, they can't answer it because they don't know the word. Christ, the Son of Man, the light of men. Then he said, right after, beware of false prophets, he said, you shall know them by their fruits. What's the fruit of these people, friends? Wealth. Well, you get poor. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, now they're in heaven with Jesus. No, it doesn't line up, friends, at all. It's oil and water, friends. It's a false gospel. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Folks, these people believe the judgment of God in which he is known by Psalm 97, Psalm 101, Psalm 89, Jeremiah 9:24, John 9. Folks, God is known by the judgments that he executes. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Hey, friends. They believe that the Lord, when he commences and he brings forth judgment upon wickedness, that's the devil. Really? Since when did the devil want God to drop the hammer? No, he doesn't want that. He wants God to destroy his creation because he himself is sent to hell where he belongs. As lightning out of the sky. Right? But listen to this. They'll say, many will say to me in that day, Jesus said, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many, many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work lawlessness. Man, that sounds familiar. Luke 3:9, this is John the Baptist, one crying in the wilderness, make the paths of the Lord straight, right? Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O you generation of vipers. Vipers was a term used for religious hypocrites. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? In other words, John was saying, who's warned you? Nope, you withheld the truth from one another. He goes, let me give it to you. Listen to what he said. Bring therefore fruits worthy of repentance. How are they to bring forth fruits worthy of repentance? Well, they serve God, not themselves, not the establishment, not the council, not the general board. I mean, folks, just think about this. Can you imagine if Moses, before bringing the children of Israel to the promised land, had to have a board meeting? My goodness. It's a good thing he didn't. It's a good thing he obeyed God, because he'd still be sitting there doing the same thing. We wouldn't be talking about Moses today. Do you know that when I first got into the church, I was told by the church that I can't go into public schools to do high school assemblies? You want to know why they didn't want me doing high school assemblies? Because they didn't want to be shown for what they left off, namely their kids. It's a good thing we obeyed the Lord here, friends. Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, John said, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, we belong to God. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Now listen to what he said right after that, verse 9. Luke 3. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Hey, folks, what you see in America today, 78%, a good portion of them, over 300,000 pulpits. Hey, folks, there is dead men's graves. The world walks over them and they don't even know it. Because there's no life in them. And without the Holy Ghost, there is no life. Well, Bradley, you know, let's just go back to this false prophet thing. Going to Deuteronomy 13, it says, "You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken to turn away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage through blood, friends, to thrust out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in." Folks, are they talking about the commandments of the Most High God? Nope. No, those are out of mind, out of sight. As a matter of fact, you can see when the law was removed from the church in the 60s, the prosperity movement came on the scene. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because they refused to listen to Moses. He's talking about Janus and Jamborees there. Let's go to Mark 10:30 real quick. I want you to listen to this. All you hypocrites, or you ignorant, or those that are destitute of the righteousness of Christ, or lack understanding, and I'm in a position to sincerely help you, to those that are hungry, and to those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, I want you to be filled. And when he was gone forth in the way, Mark 10:30, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" This is verse 17, but it goes to 30. And Jesus said unto him, "Why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God." What's the first thing Jesus recites? "Thou knowest the commandments." Jesus, "Do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not kill, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor your father and your mother." Folks, "Do not commit adultery" is number 7, "Do not kill" is number 6, "Do not steal" is number 8, and "Do not bear false witness" is number 9, and "Defraud not and honor your father and mother" is number 5. That's the 10 commandments of God. And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these things that I have observed from my youth." Now notice, this is one of those individuals that had a lot of dough, Joe. See, hey folks, riches delivereth not in the day of wrath. No, you can't take anything with you. You came into the world naked and you're going to leave the world naked. There is no luggage rack on the top of a hearse. Right? And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all of these things I observed from my youth." Did you also know that many of these churches, used to have a friend that was a youth pastor in Hopkins, Minnesota. Whenever they used to have these prosperity meetings, did you know that he said that pornography would go up 97% in his hotels? Wow. Well, of course, it's a lawless gospel. Do what you want to do and you're still going to heaven. It's not scriptural, friends. The Bible says this young man who tried to justify himself, said, Jesus said to him, beholding him, loved him. He loved him. There's going to be a lot of people in hell that Jesus loved, but made the choice not to serve him. Keep that in mind. And said unto him, "One thing you lack." Jesus went right to the heart. "Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor." Is this the message of Paul and Jan Crouch and that whole movement? Just the exact opposite. "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me." Friends, let me set the record straight. In heaven, you will walk on gold. In other words, it's secondary to the Christ. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." Everything is secondary to Christ because you don't care about those things so much. You'll be faithful with them. But what you care about the most is being in the presence of the Most High God. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing left. "But the rich young ruler was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions." Hey, folks, these people teach just the exact opposite. And I'm about to show you exactly what Jesus said to those. Wait a second. We've left all. We serve you. Listen to what he says back, because it's secondary. Okay? Let's get our perspective and our priorities right here.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Boy, oh boy, that time just flew. You know what? We have how to preach without converting anybody, and I need to get through all these points. And you know what? I got to say this with all due respect to keeping my word. I don't know how I'm going to do it. This is your fault, listeners. It's your fault because I got to stop and just go down every row and just feed all the people that are coming in too. Meet the Christ. Amen? In all sincerity, I am going to go through every single one of these friends, and it's so offensive that I don't even know how to respond to it. But to me, it's more important to use the Word of God to show you the deviation in man. You know, we know that the law detects grace, right? The law detects, and it was actually Augustine that said, grace overcomes. Grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. Okay? But what I want to do is I want to finish this point, Mark 10:30, where he's going to the rich young ruler. Actually, the rich young ruler came up to him and said to him, how may I inherit eternal life? I'm sorry. The Lord started reciting the Ten Commandments. He tries to justify himself. And the Lord said back to him, you know, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have. In other words, this young man's heart was set on riches. Just like those that we're exposing right now. Hey, folks, I remember being invited by an individual who called me up on the phone and said, hey, I know so-and-so. He's a famous evangelist worldwide. I'm abhorred by these people. I just got to tell you this. I said it probably wouldn't be a good idea for me to go meet this guy. I was actually called to go meet two people out on a golf course. I said, dude, I don't have time to be playing games. I mean, just think about this, studying and practicing for thousands of hours to knock a little ball in the dirt. Now, I preach against that stuff. We're not in a position to be taking the easy streets. Woe unto those that are at ease in Zion, Scripture tells us. I'm not there, okay? I have better things to do with my time. He goes, well, will you go meet so-and-so? And I said, what is this going to profit? What's the purpose of doing this? He's a prosperity preacher. They called him the laughing prophet. I mean, just think about this. They're inside of the church laughing while the world's going to hell. Babies are being murdered, and your kids are becoming a prey by a criminal in the White House. And they're inside the church laughing. And so what I did is I said, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll go have lunch with them. Went and sat there, had lunch with them. Very cool guy. He asked me if I'd be his guest of honor that night at the church. I said, okay. And, of course, they had these front row seats, the front two rows, available for me and my family. And we sat in the back. Because that's what Scripture tells us. I don't care if one comes to us and says, come up here, brother, and sit with us. No. I have no time. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. I don't want to be a part of that game, that crew. And I already kind of had an idea as to what was going to come down here, but I never seen this guy. I just heard about it. Ended up going that night at a prosperity church. Folks, everything was a joke. It was a mockery of the things of Christ. It was a mockery of the cross. Everything was a joke. For 20 minutes we sat there and everybody was laughing. And I'm sitting here looking at my wife. How can I justify being this man's acquaintance when this is what he preaches? Read Ephesians 5. We're not even to have anything to do with those that are covetous. Right? Now, I'm not talking about those in the world. We're called to go out and seek and save those that are lost. Yeah, we're called to them people, but the church, you're to judge within. And I want to tell you what, it didn't last very long before I looked at my wife. My wife was just as mad as I was. We got up and we walked out. The guest of honor stood up and walked out. And it had nothing to do with me telling you the story on the radio. It had everything in the world to do with what I was discerning in my heart. And I was offended at every step of the way. And I desire the countenance of God, the light of the countenance of God, more than I desire to be good buddies with a bunch of people that are preaching a false gospel. Nope, I ran from it the way Joseph did from Potiphar's wife. I ran from being seduced by the doctrine of devils. Didn't want anything to do with it. Still don't. You know, but it's interesting, when Jesus looked round about after he told this young man whom he loved, this one thing you lack, the young man went away sad and grieved because he had great possessions. His heart was set on his money. What do these people preach? Set your heart on money. Set your heart on money. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Gimme some money and this is the seed sown and this is what you're going to reap. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give into your bosom. They take it out of context. Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven? But what do they preach? There's nothing wrong with riches secondary to the things of God if he so chooses to bestow them upon you, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, patriarchs of the old, and even to the present, if there be those that are out there that are blessed in that manner. Good for you. Good for you. The disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered and said unto him, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? These are the ones that were walking with Christ constantly for 3 years. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus set the record straight to those that have given up everything for him. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, brethren, sisters, fathers, or mothers, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake in the Gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren, and sisters and mothers, and children and lands with persecutions in the world to come. Wait a second. All these things, folks, I'll tell you how that works. These houses and these lands and all this other good stuff, that is when I go to Alaska, I now have a new brother and a new sister. And I was invited to stay on their property in a fifth wheel, and we did it gladly. Okay? We weren't seeking it out. It was something that God ordainedly and divinely ordained. I'm sorry. It's not the things that you seek out, friends, that put themselves in the place of where God should be, that you desire. It's let Him do that because He will. Again, Matthew 6:33. Matthew 22, verse 40, then one saith unto him, which was a lawyer, he asked Jesus a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? In the law? In the law? He was a preacher of circumcision, right? Romans 3. Jesus said unto him in Romans 15:8, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is namely like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So wait a second, I love God with my whole heart, my soul, and with my mind. That's the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor. Read Romans 13, that will give you a better exposition concerning the time that I've been allotted. I don't have to get to all that, or have time to get to all that. The second is namely like unto this, love thy neighbor as thyself. Am I loving my neighbor by preaching for my neighbor to give me what he can't afford to give? So I can have more of what I have? And yet these people, for some reason or another, have duped the people into believing that when they die, they go to heaven, friends. I mean, folks, we can get into the scandal after scandal after scandal after the scandals, the infidelity, the adultery, the fornication, the gambling, criminal transaction. Folks, we can go through all that concerning all of these preachers that I'm talking about right now. That's not my job. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just trying to tell you, friends, not everybody that says that they're going to heaven doesn't line up with Scripture. No, it tells me in Scripture that there's also a hell. And why people are afraid to point the finger at Scripture and call it for what it is bewilders me. Do I want to go there? No. No. He said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Wait a second. What is the fulfilling of the law? Love. So it's not one without the other. It's the same heart. God gave his law because he loves. Exactly. Bingo. Spot on. Peter said in Acts 2:39, therefore all let the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ, your sins crucified him, America. And now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. And Peter said to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So what do I say, friends? In a nutshell, I will get, I promise, from the very first one to the very last one, how to preach without converting anybody. We're going to get to that throughout next week. I promise. So what do I say at the commitments over the last 2 hours? Save yourselves from this untoward generation.
And don't forget to support the Sons of Liberty doing the work of the Lord across the United States, all the way up to Alaska, down to Texas. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you soon. See ya!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.